I'm talking about.
It's the 5 and 5.
Anytime I hear a little bluegrass.
That was a terrible intro by me.
Do the pianos. No.
Banjos.
These are banjos. Okay, I got to get rid of that. I love that, though. It fires me up.
Right.
So a new theme song.
Yes, we do. It's the 5 and 5.
I don't know. I like the Mexican instrumental.
Yeah. I think, Mike, maybe we'll do that every other week.
Okay. Or maybe we could try like a new ethnic flavored instrumental track
okay.
every week.
That sounds good to
Give
me.
A shout out to all of our brethren.
So this week we went bluegrass, and next week we'll do something different.
Cool. All right.
Okay, so the rules of the game are simple. Mike Carpenter asks us 5 questions. We answer each question, and then he decides who answered it correctly.
Yeah. Really subjective game here.
It's very, very subjective. And sometimes when you buy Mike an extra beer when you're out in the town, sometimes
you've been doing that?
No, I wouldn't.
Is there improper benefits going on here?
No, I would never do that. In fact, more than anything, I stole one of his beers one night. So
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah. Act like I never brought that up.
Plausible deniability.
That's right.
2 words you guys need to know well.
Bruce Pearl, I am. All right, Mike, we will let you take over. It is an Illini-themed, Illini football-themed 5
and the start of a new series. So should we do this in like best of 5 or best of 7 installments? What do you think? We did best of 15 last time.
We could do best of 7s.
There you go.
Best of 7s.
Let's do best
decision
of 7.
Game 1. And Lon leads the whole series.
So I'm at home. Nothing. I'm at home today. Yes.
You're at home. You got games 1, 2, and 6 and 7.
Got it. Got
the middle 3 are Jeremy's home court. So
Jeremy.
I used to do that a lot. It slipped out. Jeremy.
Terrible.
Jeremy.
Terrible. Anyway, go.
Okay, here we go. Number 1.
Yes.
And Jeremy has to answer this first because Lon's at home. Lauren Tate wrote an article expressing his disappointment that Illinois is no longer opening the season against Missouri and St. Louis. So question, do you prefer the opening cupcake, quote-unquote, game against an Arkansas State or the arch rivalry?
In my opinion, if I'm a media member like myself, I love the arch rivalry. I mean, it's awesome. It's a bowl kind of atmosphere. It's a great game to go cover. You're in St. Louis, and I think a lot of the fans enjoyed it. Now I know they didn't win enough games, but right. Well, they won 7 of the 24 overall. Yeah. But I love that game. As a guy watching the game, as a media member, I'm choosing the arch rivalry. I know other fans they want the win, which makes a lot of sense. But when I'm talking about enjoyment of the game, I'm taking the arch rivalry.
Okay, good answer. And I'm going to speak for the fans, and I'm going to say this. I want the cupcake early, but here's what I want. I want the one good game in the preseason, if that makes sense, in the non-conference. So we're getting it this year with Arizona State at home under the lights. So to me, I would rather, as a fan, use my ticket, go to Memorial Stadium, see the Illini get off on a win and get off on the right foot, because the last 5 years, probably 3 or 4 of those, Illinois thought they were going to be pretty good, and the next thing you know, they're 0-1, and here we go again. I like the idea of the cupcake early, but I also want to see the one good game, which is what Ron Gunther did correct this year with Arizona State coming to Memorial Stadium for Game 3.
Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. You take the opening win.
Woo!
Lon, you get 1 point.
No, and I totally agree with that your guys' point of view. You guys are fans. I totally agree with that, and I'm actually writing.
And it's an expensive trip, too, down to St. Louis.
Yeah, but you get a big payout.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
You get a big payout if you're the university. You're covered there.
But I agree with you. If you're covering that game, you love the hype of it.
And that's why I get Warren's point, but I wrote from a university standpoint at orangeandbluenews.com. It's going to be up there tonight. It makes more practical sense if you're Illinois to have that game at home, at least to start the season, and have that cupcake because, you know, there's no tournament committee.
Right.
They don't weigh strength of schedule. All you have to do is get 6 wins. That's the system that's set up. Is that right? I don't think but that's the system we have, so you might as well get the cupcake here early.
Shameless plug. Do it again because you do some good stuff for Orange and Blue, but it's awesome. I like reading your stuff.
Yeah, just go to orangeandbluenews.com. It's Rivals Illinois site.
Sweet. And you can read Jeremy, who is a excellent writer, seriously, because that's what you did before you came here. Mm-hmm. Journalist, writer.
And then he learned how to talk.
Yes.
He took some linguistics classes.
Correct.
Have you seen the King's Speech? That's based on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow,
he
didn't know that.
Trouble with his R's.
Question 2.
Question 2.
A bit of a negative question here.
Ooh.
Okay. What is the best record that Ron Zook could have this year and still get fired? What's the best record? Yeah, if he goes 1-11, he's gone. But what's the best record he could have and still get the axe from new athletic director Mike Tomlin?
I think 6-6. I think 6-6 gets him to a mile bowl. Like the, do they still have the Meineke Bowl?
I don't know. No,
I think they have the Little Caesars Bowl in Detroit.
In Detroit. So you would be 6-6 playing Western Michigan in Detroit, and I think that would not do it. Yes, it would be another bowl. I think Illinois might win the game, but Illinois fans everywhere would be PO'd, as Mike and I talked about on Dare to Dream Day. Eight home games. I mean, you got a chance to win 9-10 games. 6 wins, I think. I think 7 would maybe keep him. 6 gone.
I'm gonna one up you. I'm gonna go 7-5, and I think if he goes 7-5, they should probably keep him. But you don't know what's going on in athletic director Mike Thomas's head. You know, this is a new guy. The athletic director, they go 7-5. Yeah, that's a good season for Illinois. Back to back bowl games for the first time since 89-90, and I think it'd be hard for him to fire him. But if he has a guy out there that he wants to bring in, and he thinks he can get him, I would not be surprised to see him change even there. I mean, if they go, I mean, you could say the same thing with 8-4.
Wow.
I mean, if he's got his guy that he definitely wants to get here, and he doesn't think Ron Zook can get there, I think he could go look elsewhere no matter what.
You know, and it all depends on how they get there too, how these games end, if there's some bad luck.
I mean, there's all that.
But I'm going to award this point based on if I was athletic director. I've said before that I would be mildly disappointed with a 7-5 record, and we've had enough disappointment in the Ron Zook era. So 7-5 would be the best record.
Caught up to That's you. A good point. No, I like
There's
I
mean, a small chance.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
You never know.
I could see it. I could see 7-5.
I don't know if I'd agree with that, because I think there's something to say for stability.
Right.
And I think that'd really help the Illinois program and help Ron Zook go out recruiting, because that's where, you know, they've had struggles is if recruiting. But if they, you know, kept with them, maybe they can go out there and say, hey, we've been here.
Yep.
The other coaches might be negatively recruiting us, but we're still here.
Yep. And you brought it up, though, with a new athletic director.
You never know.
Yep.
Question 3, we're deadlocked.
Another negative question, but with a positive twist.
Going to the dark side.
Mike leans that way.
He does.
And James in Urbana would get along.
Yeah, you guys. Well, you're both from Urbana.
Are you guys neighbors?
No, but us Urbana people.
You know what they would
very
hate each other, though, is that James is a Michigan fan.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Let's say Illinois goes 1-11 this year. Okay?
Oh.
All right. That's the negative part.
Oh.
If you could pick any of the 12 games to be that one win. What game would you pick to be that one win?
Michigan! Give me the Wolverines at home and give me a thumping of the Wolverines.
Sort of like in 09, the one saving grace of that year was finally beating Michigan at home.
Yes. I'm sorry, but I'd say it every year. If we're going to win one game, it's beating the whatever they are, Mason Blue or something like that. Give me Michigan. Give me Bo Schembechler's memory and give me all that idiotic stuff. Brady Hoke already talking smack about
this is
Michigan football. Blah.
The Michigan man.
Michigan.
You could go so many ways with this, and obviously you hate Michigan, Lon.
Where'd you get that at?
You could go with the opener. You can go with the opener just so you can say, hey, we're 1-0, we're 500, feeling
sort
good
of like,
about this
Yeah,
season.
Sort of like Ron Zook's first year, you know? 2-0.
I mean, you start off the season well. You could go Northwestern. That's the Land of Lincoln trophy that you want to get that.
And that game's becoming more important to Illinois fans.
You want that stovepipe hat. And,
I want it badly.
It's homecoming. I mean, that might be your closest to a sellout, but got to go Ohio State here, don't you? I mean, kick a guy
while
he's down.
Good year to beat him.
Keep him down. And, you know, Luke Fickell coming in here. And I love that we talked about how much TV time he's going to get next week. But it's got to be Ohio State, because you kick them while they're down and maybe they don't get to a bowl game. And we're still waiting for that. That'd be fun
to keep them from one.
Got
to
go Ohio State.
Man. Okay. A decision between Ohio State and Michigan.
Oh, I know you hate Ohio State, though. I forgot about that.
And I was at Michigan last year, so I really want them to beat Michigan. Nah, I'm going to give it to you kick them while they're down. You kick Ohio State while they're down. I already dislike Luke Fickell. He's a little dweeb. He looks like Pat Fitzgerald's younger, unathletic, slightly slower brother. And I just can't stand them and their smug fans and how they're going to come into Memorial Stadium thinking they're still an elite program when, in fact, they're going to be they're still going to be good.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll give you another reason to hate Ohio State.
Yep.
when I was up in Wrigleyville a couple weekends ago, ran into some Ohio State fans and talked to them for a little bit.
They're everywhere up there.
And I go, "Wow, you guys are doing pretty well, huh? How's everything going out there in Columbus?" And they said, "Oh, yeah, the NCAA's picking on us."
Oh, please.
They're like, "That's delusional happening everywhere."
They obviously didn't do anything wrong.
No.
But you guys, now listen, that's fine that you gave the point to Jeremy, but in the next 3 or 4 years, Michigan's going to be back to being good again, and you're going to feel it in your blood.
Are they?
You're going to feel the blood boiling because you hate Michigan.
You're right.
It just never leaves my body.
I hated them last year when they weren't that good.
But is there something about, do you respect Michigan, though?
No, I don't.
Before Rich Rod, I mean, when they had some of those coaches, did you respect them?
I always respect any team, organization, et cetera, that wins and has won in the past. So, yes.
Won the right way.
Correct.
I think. Right.
Correct. And I think Michigan does that. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. By the way, we got to go to break, and we're going to give away 2 tickets. So we're going to put Mike back to work before we come back for question 4 of the 5 and 5. So right now we're going to take 6th caller, number 6, 359-2255, 359-2255. You get 2 tickets to the Illinois home opener against Arkansas State this Saturday. Give us a call, 359-2255. It's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Beating you 2-1, Tay. Bring it. New Connect FM.
Who's the perfect one?
We're celebrating the Bluegrass Past. I used to go to Lewis Family Bluegrass concerts. That was exciting. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Interesting.
The Lewis Family.
So, were you more a fan of the Lewis Family or the Scorps?
Oh, I don't think it's close.
The Lewis Family!
Of course!
Although I do love the dueling banjos. I love this song. That's really picking up right there.
We need to ask our loyal listeners if they like the Mexican music or this music.
Well, we're going to have to do it another day because we got to get to question 4. Who are the last 2 winners of our Illini tickets?
It is Chris Grussing.
That is great radio. I say R, and then you go, Let's try that again.
Okay.
Who are... Oh, I said it again.
Hey, okay, Mike, here we go.
You can't say our.
Oh, wow. Who won the tickets?
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, my bad. No, it's Andy Sievers, just won a pair, and Chris Grussing won a pair in the... earlier this hour.
Right.
So we've given out a total of 6 tickets. Are they going to be throughout the week?
Yes. Throughout the year.
Cool.
Throughout
and tomorrow, this season. Tomorrow, we're live at Jupiter's at the Crossing. So come and see us.
Yeah, we're going to give away some tickets there. We're going to be there for the United Way Stuff the Bus campaign.
Sweet.
We're asking folks to donate cleaning and office supplies as well as toiletries and baby products for 40 local community partners. So come visit us. We'll be out there from 3 to 6, and the Stuff the Bus event will be out there from 5 to 7. Come by, have a drink afterwards. We're probably going to stick around for a little bit.
Yeah.
If you want to talk some sports with us, Fred Wakefield will be with us as well, former Illini, former NFL player. Talking a lot of football, Brad Evans from Yahoo Sports will join us, talk some fantasy. And we also have Matt Schultz. He's the play-by-play guy for Arkansas State. He's going to join us.
All right, so that's going to be fun. All right, it's the 5 at 5.
Yeah.
And this hour of the Tay and Jay Show brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them, and please do, at kramersiding.com. I'm down 2-1 at home to kick off this next series.
I'm Arkansas State giving you a good first half.
You are. So, question 4.
All right.
Come on, Lonnie.
Question 4. Illinois is 4-0 heading into the October 1 homecoming game versus the Northwestern Wildcats. Okay, 4-0.
Okay.
So an all-important question. What uniforms do you wear?
Oh.
Choose the jersey and pant combo to look appropriately awesome for the newly ranked, 23rd in the nation, Fighting Illini. What's the jersey combo?
You know what? I'm going to go crazy here, but I definitely want as much orange as possible.
Okay.
We do it at basketball games, paint the hall orange. I want orange. I'm not saying I want the orange and orange, like the orange pants, but I like the orange tops and the navy pants. Bring them on, give me orange, and let's go beat the Wildcats.
That's a combo they've never done, is orange top, blue pants.
That's what I want. I want it to be new. Wow.
I'm going crazy on you.
Whoa.
Watch out.
You got the orange helmet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got the orange jersey, right?
Right.
Oh, I think I see where he's going.
Go with the orange pants.
Oh!
Just orange it out. Why not? You're going to, if you're 4-0.
Have they done that before? They have, and it looked terrible.
I don't care if it looks terrible.
We did against Missouri in one of the early, yeah.
Boise State does that, too. They have the blue on blue on blue. I love that, though. Go all orange. You're going to probably be, that's going to be a nationally focused game right there, that interstate rivalry. And you're also going to be going for a ranking. I'm sure if they're 4-0 and they will go 5-0 and they beat Northwestern and Arizona State, they'd be ranked. Get that orange out there. Okay. Do the marketing there.
But they're orange and blue.
I don't know if they have orange pants, by the way.
I don't either. Let's get the answer.
They do. They wore it to the bowl game.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get the answer to this to see if we're playing on in the 5-5.
Oh, boy.
It's the Tay and Jay Show. Ninety-five-three, the new Connect FM.
Dang you, technology.
Slow down. You're passing me. Wait. No. It passed me by with the advent of the cell phone.
It's gonna
catch on. I still
think
that will catch on. I still do. All right. So Bluegrass helping us out this week, I'm sorry, on the 5-5. I trail 2-1. The question again was, what uniforms should Illinois wear
homecoming
if they're 4-0? Northwestern in town for homecoming. I like orange. I want to see a lot of orange. Not as much as Jeremy. I still want the orange and blue represented. I love those blue pants with an orange top.
I'm going orange.
You're going crazy.
Even give me the shoes. The shoes can go orange, too. Just get as much orange out there as you can. Oh. It's a national game, and it's going to be for a national ranking. Go all out with
it.
You know how we usually go 2-2?
Yeah.
Not this week.
Not today!
Jeremy gets the early win. He gets the early win. All orange.
That's the first time that's ever happened.
Wow. That's a gutsy choice.
All orange. I think. You got to go all out.
Okay.
If you're going to go orange, you got to go all out.
But don't you want somebody like in California, if they're watching, to go, are they orange? Just orange and orange? They're orange and blue.
Whatever.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
At least they notice it.
That's true.
Oregon, think of that.
Good point.
How many recruits do you think they get just because of their uniforms?
Just because the ugliest uniforms
I've
ever seen.
Let me tell you what you don't do, though. You don't do blue and blue, because any time, it's that Michigan 2000 game, and also when the Bears were here for Monday Night Football, the blue on blue just is bad.
Well, and it would clash with purple.
And I don't mind the all white. I don't mind the all white.
I like the all white, and honestly, I like the orange top and the white pants. I think it looks clean and sharp.
Okay. Yep.
And I'm still waiting for orange number 2 jerseys to be available at the stores.
Who makes that decision, you think? On who? I mean, is that Zook?
I would say Zook.
Okay.
It's a good question.
He's the one that I mean, it'd be an interesting.
I don't think so.
I'll ask him.
Okay. I didn't know if it was the AD or if it was Coach Zook or if he let the players.
I'll ask some of the guys at the sports info department.
Look at that. I came up with a relevant question.
There you go. Do you want to do question 5 just for the heck of it?
What was it?
Question number 5, be looking at your Illinois schedule here.
Oh, that's right.
I need 3 things from each of you. All right. Number 1, final record. Number 2, a shocking loss or disappointing loss. And number 3, a shocking or satisfying, surprising, whatever, win.
I'll go first here. I think the record, I've been saying this all along, 7-5. I think they'll get to another bowl game. I love the offense. Still have a lot of questions about the defense, though. Shocking loss. I've been talking about this one for a while. After that Arizona State game, before the Northwestern homecoming game, I think that Western Michigan could be a trap game. Alex Carter, their quarterback, really good. They have a couple wide receivers, too. That Western Michigan, I don't think they can stop Illinois, but I think they can put up some points there, and it might be one of those classic trap games.
Okay.
One of the ones that I think they'll win, I'm going to go crazy on this. I'm going to go Wisconsin at home, November 19th, the last home game of the season. I think Wisconsin-Illinois, a decent matchup. If they can force some turnovers, Wisconsin with Russell Wilson, you never know. And hopefully, maybe they have an injury or two that they can go down. But I think that would be one of the only shocking wins that they can get.
Okay. I'm always the optimist. I'm going 9 wins.
Okay.
I'm going 9-3.
Okay.
I think the one shocking loss could be after a 5-0 start, you go to Indiana, brand new coach, Kevin Wilson. Is that his name? Yep. And I think I could see, like, Indiana's just all of a sudden all crazy hyped, and they beat us in a high-scoring affair. The one win that I think would be surprising would be Ohio State, I think, for me. I know we could beat Ohio State, but I think it would still surprise me if we did this season. I just don't think we could beat Wisconsin, but, boy, would that be a fun game to try.
I didn't think they could beat Penn State or Wisconsin in 2007 either when they went to the Rose Bowl.
Exactly, so consecutive weeks.
Actually, that might be the surprising one right there to beat them again.
And Illinois teams, I mean, they're so unpredictable.
Listen,
that's what it's all
about.
You're
right. We've got under a minute. Let's talk about tomorrow again. We're going to be at Jupiter's at the Crossing. Tay and Jay Show. Jeremy and I are going to be there. Fred Wakefield's going to join us. We're going to talk to Brad Evans from Yahoo Sports. We're going to talk fantasy football, and we're going to interview the play-by-play guy.
Matt Stoltz
for the Arkansas State Red.